This is Radio Nepal. I am Dela Prasai with the news. The headlines first. President Bidya Devi Bhandari issues ordinance on Constitutional Council's work, duty, rights and work procedure at the recommendation of the Council of Ministers. Yesterday's Constitutional Council holds discussion on making appointments to vacant posts at different constitutional bodies. Pashupati Nath Temple opens for visitors from today. And second COVID vaccine nears US approval. The meeting of Constitutional Council held yesterday discussed on appointment of officials at different constitutional bodies. The meeting was held at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar under the chairmanship of Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. Prime Minister Press Advisor Surya Thapa informed the meeting could not force any conclusion regarding the appointment. Earlier, President Bidya Devi Bhandari issued an ordinance related to the First Amendment to the Constitutional Council, Functions, Duties, Rights and Responsibilities and Work Procedure 2020. Spokesperson at the Office of the President, Badrinath Adhikari, informed that the President issued the ordinance following the recommendation of the Council of Ministers. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has stressed on the need of transferring the ancient cultural knowledge to the new generation without any distortion. Virtually addressing the 35th Academic Assembly of the Nepal Academy yesterday, Prime Minister Oli stressed on the need of inculcating the ideals of world fraternity and mutual coexistence in every Nepali at the changed context. Prime Minister Oli said that the campaign of prosperous Nepal and happy Nepali comprises the blend of knowledge from the past and the science of at present. Also speaking on the occasion, Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Minister Yogesh Bhattarai urged the cultural activists to save Nepali culture from cultural invasion. Nepal's coronavirus recovery rate has now reached 95.35%. The Ministry of Health and Population has said 1,996 people recovered from the virus infection in the past 24 hours. With this, Nepal's corona recovery tally has crossed 238,500. Similarly, the Health Ministry registered additional 936 cases of the coronavirus infection. This has pushed Nepal's total corona tally beyond 250,000. As per the ministry's update, Nepal's corona-related death toll has now reached 1,730 with the confirmation of 14 additional deaths. Minister for Finance Vishnu Prasad Paudel has said the conflict of interest in the Nepal Communist Party does not affect anything at all in future. Laying foundation stone for the building of Kanti Secondary School and its hostel in Butwal yesterday, Minister Paudel stated that the Communist Party would move ahead in unison, resolving the internal disputes in the party. Communications and Information Technology Minister Parbat Gurung has stressed on the need of preserving the glory of the Radio Nepal. Addressing a program organized by the Radio Broadcasting Service Development Committee in Singhadarbar yesterday to distribute the long service medals to Radio Nepal employees, Minister Gurung urged the officials to run the institution in a competitive manner. He urged the Radio Nepal family to identify the positive aspects and analyze the weaknesses. Similarly, Radio Broadcasting Service Development Committee Chair and Ministry's Secretary, Hari Prasad Bashyal said, Radio Nepal has reached the homes of the people carrying with it the message of unity in diversity. Likewise, Radio Nepal's executive director, Buddhi Bahadur Kesi, said, despite lack of resources at present, 87% of the country's population can have easy access to the service of Radio Nepal. 19 employees, including 15 working at the Radio Nepal's central office Singh Darbar and 4 working in offices outside the Kathmandu Valley, received the Long Service Medal and a letter of appreciation for completing 25 years of service. Pashupatinath Temple is opening for devotees from today. President Bidya Devi Bhandari performed special worship for atonement yesterday morning in order to open it. The temple has remained closed for 9 months due to coronavirus pandemic. Now the devotees visiting temple will have to compulsorily wear the face mask and maintain social distancing of 2 meters. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for short break now.
Baba, हाम्रो स्कुलमा पाठशाला सीयूजी सिमको फारम भर्ने अरे हजुर पनि जान पर्छ है
के हो नानी यो पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम भने
नेपाल टेलिकमको सरकारी स्कुलका शिक्षक विद्यार्थी र अभिभावकहरू बीच पठन पाठनका लागि मोबाइलमा जति पनि कुराकानी गर्न मिल्ने अनि 10 कक्षासम्म पढाइ हुने पाठ्य सामग्री रहेको वेबसाइट खोलेर पढ्न मिल्ने निशुल्क पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम
मोबाइलमा पढ्ने मात्र भनेर भो खर्च नि
नेपाल टेलिकमले निशुल्क सिम दिन्छ रे हजुरको एनटीसी सिम छदै छ त्यसैमा राखेबो मेरो लागि लिउला अनि मासिक खर्च पनि पालिकाबाट नै तिरे दिनेले
ओहो स्कुल नखुलेर मलाई त तिमीहरुको पढाइको कस्तो पीर लागेको थियो अब भने ढुक्काउने भो
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक आफ्टर द शॉर्ट ब्रेक वी कन्टिन्यू विथ द रेस्ट अफ द अपडेट्स Health and Population Ministry has sent diplomatic notes to India and China with the aim of procuring vaccine against coronavirus. Expert advisor at the Ministry of Health, Dr. Kim Karki, said the letters have been sent to the neighboring country to procure the vaccine at the subsidized rate via G2Z model. Nepal has reiterated its stance towards building a consensus among member states to convene the stalled 19th SAARC summit. At a virtual meeting of the program committee held at SAARC Secretariat in Kathmandu yesterday, Foreign Secretary Bharat Raj Baudel has said Nepal's foreign policy has laid special emphasis on the expansion of regional ties and cooperation. In the meeting, SAARC Secretary General Isala Ruwan Wirakun extended his condolences to the member states facing loss of lives and properties during the COVID-19 pandemic while highlighting the immense importance of SAARC in addressing regional health issues including the pandemic. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. Moderna's vaccine is safe and 94% effective, regulators say, clearing the way for U.S. emergency authorization. The analysis by the Food and Drug Administration's FDA means it could become the second coronavirus vaccine to be allowed in the United States. It comes one day after Americans across the country began receiving jabs of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. The news comes as the U.S. coronavirus death toll passes 300,000 according to Johns Hopkins University. Endorsement of the Moderna vaccine by FDA scientists was announced on Tuesday, 2 days before the vaccine panel meets to discuss emergency approval. The United Nations has warned that about 2.3 million children in Ethiopia's northern Tigray region are cut off from humanitarian assistance as violence continues. The UN's children's agency UNICEF said protecting the children, many of whom were refugees and internally displaced, must be a priority. Despite deals with Ethiopian government, humanitarian agencies say they are being denied access to Tigray. Government forces have been battling Tigray fighters since 4th November. Hundreds, even thousands of people are thought to have been killed in the conflict, while about 50,000 have fled to neighboring Sudan. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in Province 1, 2, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 19.2 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 3.0 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. President Bidya Devi Bhandari issues ordinance on Constitutional Council's work, duty, rights and work procedure at the recommendation of the Council of Ministers. Yesterday's Constitutional Council holds discussion on making appointments to vacant posts at various constitutional bodies. Pashupatinath Temple opens for visitors from today and second COVID vaccine nears US approval. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.